87, Whiskey Fox Mobile.
Are you being blinded by LED headlights, Rick?
Well, yeah, a little bit of that. And cones and stuff. Crazy.
You went out of readability there. I heard cone stuff and crazy.
Yeah, this is on the south side of the hill. it's pretty hard for a North Shore repeater.
Yeah, Roger. Same problem with south Vancouver there, 49th and beyond.
Yeah, once I get up to Kingsway, the closer it'll be better. I suspect that tower that you were talking about with the three antennas on it might be up for sale.
Oh, wow, you're kidding me. I'll get the shovel out. Pick up some bags of quickcrete.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure when I was talking to Mike, the Burnaby Radio Mike, he lives a few doors from that place. And I'm pretty sure he said that the help passed away. So, that conversation was just like a week or two ago.
Yeah, house looked kind of abandoned. One of the sides of one of the elements had kind of broken a little bit. And I saw it. I was on the other side. I was coming off of the bridge from crossing over from Annecy's Island. So when I came down, there's that pathway that goes up beside a river. And I saw above all the houses this huge tower with all these Yagis. And I, for a second, I thought it was Mike. I didn't quite have my bearings. And I was like, did Mike put up a 100-foot tower, like a multi-mode condo station? And then I thought, no, Ewan is over there. It would be way further to the east.
Yeah, Michael lives about a block, maybe two blocks away from that place. But Mike's tower is only about, I think, 30 feet tall or something like that. It's, all his stuff is sort of attached to the side of the house, low down.
Yeah, I walk right past his house. I walk by down even. And, I saw he had a trapped multi-element dipole stretched across, maybe 20 feet up. As I was looking at it for a minute, it was quite interesting. I've never seen, it had three elements along the dipole, with separators or whatever. And then, maybe 75% of the way down either arm, there was a trap on either side. I've never seen that before.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. That's one of those Alpha Delta brand antennas. They're a combination fan dipole and trap. Yeah. Okay, well, I'm heading up Gilley right now. I'm only a few blocks away from where you are. Are you inside the Tims?
Oh, there's like a whole party outside. I don't know. There's a big gazebo there. I'm just standing in the... I'll walk over to the entrance. What kind of car do you drive?
It's a little Audi, a white Audi Q3. Now let me think here. Do I turn left or right? In any case, let's take a left and see what happens. If there's another place, if you see another coffee shop, we can always do that if the Tim's too crowded.
Oh no, it's just outside. Yeah, no, there. Plenty of space.
Are you on your electric bike?
No, I'm not. It's a long... I'll tell you the story in a minute. But no, I'm... me, myself, and I'm on my sneakers.
Because you sound like you're making a good sound. You were at Alex's place, NSK's, did you say as well?
Yeah, it took me about 2.5 hours to walk from NSS up to Alex's place. I walked from Alex's place all the way up here. So, yeah, that's, and that was that, yeah, anyways.
Wow, you're fast.
Well, I don't know about fast. I didn't tell you what time I left. But, yeah, no, I had a job first day in go tour the facility down at Anasys and get acquainted. It was not my first day, but my first day at the actual, at the plant where I'll be working with toxic chemicals. Lots of fun.
Yeah, sounds like fun. Okay, let's see here. A lot of construction. At least this road's open. All right. Hang on. Let me figure out where I am here.
Yeah, the sign's hidden behind a tree. If you're coming from, if you're going west on Kingsway, yeah, you'll pass the sign probably before you see it.
Yeah, I know where the Tim's is. Okay. I'll meet you inside the Tim's. Well, I'll pull into the Tim's in a moment here.
Hi, Roger. VA7NRC.